Attachments in Outlook Online work very much like attachments in other email programs. You can attach one or more files or documents to an email to send a recipient a copy of a document that you are working on. The process for attaching a file is easy. When you create a new email, you click the Insert icon and click Attachments. You can now browse the file system and select the file you want to attach. The difference with Office 365 is you can attach and send files up to a massive 50 megabytes. However, there are other ways of sending even larger files, which you might want to consider, particularly when sending files outside your organisation where the recipient system may not be able to cope with such large attachments. To send larger files, you can generate a link to a document, either in SharePoint or OneNote for Business, then include that link in your email or send a link directly from Office 365. In this next lesson, we'll look at how you can manage your calendar, using appointments and meeting requests to organise your working and personal life. You can configure reminders and categorise events, then view information in a range of formats, such as daily, weekly, and monthly. Finally, you can add and share additional calendars to enable better teamwork. There now follows two demonstrations. In the first demonstration, you can see how easy it is to create an appointment for yourself and then a meeting request to which you can invite other people. You also review the functionality in the Scheduling Assistant, which is a powerful tool for coordinating groups of people's calendars. In the second demonstration, you see how easy it is to set and view reminders for appointments and meeting requests. You also investigate creating categories, assigning categories when you create an appointment, and then assigning categories to existing appointments.